SAA is in business rescue as of today. Garth Cremen is an attorney at Lawton's Africa. We spoke to Gareth a while ago when the application to the courts to put SAA into business rescue was made. Gareth, good afternoon again.
Afternoon, John.
Now the first thing is to appoint a business rescue practitioner. There are not going to be too many around who have any kind of airline experience.
That would be correct. I think the difficulty you will have is trying to find someone who has the expertise and the capabilities in the South African market. The added difficulty you have is that given the size of SAA's operation, one practitioner on their own would be insufficient for the purposes of running the airline.
And is it practice sometimes to appoint a consortium's too strong a word, but to appoint more than one business rescue practitioner?
Correct. So what you find on larger assignments, John, where the public interest score of a company exceeds 500 generally, you find usually there's a joint appointment consisting of two practitioners. And we've seen in recent cases you can have anywhere up to four practitioners. The Companies Act does allow for more than one.
Okay, and that probably then is the way to go, to try and find people with various bits of expertise that together would put them in a position to make good decisions around SAA.
John, just to come back down to the point about the expertise, bearing in mind you may not find a perfect person who has all of the expertise in aviation, but remember, they can appoint third-party consultants to support them through the process. So whoever they do appoint will have the necessary powers and legs to appoint a third party who does have the expertise to support them and back them up.
Okay. And what needs to happen first, once the person or persons have been appointed, is they need to familiarize themselves with the SAA's financial situation. And then, as I understand it, Gareth, they have to say, business rescue is possible, let's go ahead with it, or sorry. The business is in such a shocking state that business rescue is simply not possible.
So, John, the time periods are incredibly tight. If you look at it, they placed the resolution placing themselves into business rescue this morning. The business rescue practitioners have to be appointed in the next few days. But once the business rescue practitioners are appointed, they must convene what is known as the first meeting of creditors within 10 days of their appointment. In reality, that takes you to shortly after the Christmas period. If you look at the time period from now, assuming they get appointed early Monday, Tuesday next week. And it's at that meeting where, in all likelihood, they may have to adjourn that meeting to a further date down the line, probably early in January, in order to convene a proper first meeting of creditors. And it's at that meeting that the practitioners must stand there with their hand on their heart, introduce the company, more or less an overview, and say whether or not they believe there's a reasonable prospect of rescue. And it has to be something more than mere speculation. So it's certainly an interesting one.
And if they say there's no prospect of business rescue, then what happens?
They are obliged to then pass to proceed, advise the court, and put it into liquidation.
Okay, so liquidation within a month, 6 weeks, is still a possibility?
It is a possibility, but as we have seen, and as I believe, is that Treasury has injected some money as working capital. So I don't believe that liquidation would be immediately on the cards from what I've seen. But look, anything can happen. And the suppliers refuse to supply goods moving forward, and if you have, you know, lack of support in terms of passengers, etc., and you have all claims called up, the difficulties you may inevitably force it into that position.
Yeah, SAA is saying it's not a bailout, it's a radical restructuring money. They're sort of dancing around that. And they've also guaranteed a further 2 billion rand that SAA can source from commercial lenders. And it's now, even though government is the stakeholder via the Department of Public Enterprises, Pravin Gordhan has no say over what happens at SAA while the business rescue process is underway.
So pretty much, John, over there, the practitioners step into the shoes of the directors. They effectively take full control of the company. They can still delegate authority to management and existing directors of the company, but no decision goes out ultimately without their approval. So that's really where they stand. Look, the benefit to rescue is that they can investigate the affairs of the company, bearing in mind, I sincerely doubt that they'll be getting on top of every corner and aspect of the airline, you know, within 10 days before the first meeting of creditors. I mean, it's almost near to impossible. So, I mean, it's a massive task moving forward. The second thing to bear in mind over here, when you talk about, you know, funds going into the airline, the difficulty one must always have is that when you pass a resolution for rescue, there should be some idea as to how they believe they're going to save the airline. You can't just speculate. Typically, with an airline of this size or the size of a company as a whole and the magnitude, one ought to have expected that there would have been some sort of some thought, you know, given into how they intend to save it. I could imagine, given the timeline and the difficulties, that no one expected that they would end up there as quickly as what they did. So it is a difficult task.
And the business rescue practitioner, because the airline is in business rescue, that doesn't mean that the unions can't withdraw their labor if they are unhappy with something that the business rescue practitioner or practitioners propose.
Look, I mean, the unions and that fall into a special category of affected persons, just simply because they're given the powers to them in terms of the Companies Act. But bearing in mind that the Act does protect employees to a large extent, bearing in mind that the spirit and the purpose behind business rescue was a balancing exercise of all affected stakeholders' rights. So employees do get a fair amount of treatment within the business rescue realm over here. So we'll see what happens in the coming days.
Thank you very much for that, ABC, Gareth Cremin, business rescue specialist at Lawton's Africa.